Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
How's everybody doing today? Scale of 1 to 10 today, Abby. With 10 being, this is the greatest morning of my damn life.
I'm like a solid 8.5 today. I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Okay.
I get to see my family. I get to see some of my best friends. So I'm in a really good mood today.
An 8.5. Beautiful. All right, Mo here. I know he's excited because the sugar daddy is taking him on another vacation.
I would be at a 10 if I had a sugar daddy taking me. But I'd say I'm at an 8.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm at a solid 8.
Because you vacations are like, you're like Bert, they're your gold bars.
They didn't always be, though. Like, this is a new Mo right here.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have an opportunity to experience it. So once I started, though, it was life-changing for me. Like, after my first vacation, I knew this is what I want to do as many times as I can, and I've been going ever since.
It's awesome, right? Vacation is like being on vacation.
Exactly. Who knew? Exactly that.
So Mo has this habit now of not telling us where he's going. We have to ask him because the day, like an hour before we're all heading out, we'll just like sort of spontaneously throw around, so what's everybody doing on vacation? And he's like, oh, you know, I'm just going to the Maldives and stuff like that. So this time it's he gave us a little warning. He's going to Colombia.
I'm going to Medellin. Yes. I haven't been there yet. We met a guy from Medellin at a pool party. He was having a bachelor party out there and promised us a good time. So me and my dude are just going to go out there and wing it.
I love it.
That sounds like something that someone from Medellin would say. You want a good time? I'm taking you to Medellin. You'll love it, man. I bet it's going to be amazing.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. I can't wait.
Cass, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Scale of 1 to 10.
I would say I'm a 7. Which is decent.
It's above average.
Okay.
Anything over 5, you should be happy.
Yeah, just trucking along.
I mean, honestly, anything over 0, you should be happy. Because
you're here, yeah. That is very, very valid.
We should be grateful for ones even, right? How about you? You can tell Kristen's ready for the beach because she looks like she's been at the beach for 24 hours.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's odd to get a spray tan before you go to the beach with your family, but I feel like... I feel better when I have a tan, and I look better in pictures when I have a tan.
Yep.
So, screw it. I went and actually, it was Kaylee's wife who got to see me naked yesterday in my kitchen. We had a good time. She has a mobile spray tanning company called Coco Bella. Ding! Highly recommend her. So yeah, I'm at a solid 9.
A 9.
I am so excited for this vacation. So this year we have like scaled back. So we didn't go anywhere for our Memorial vacation. We didn't go anywhere for 4th of July. So we are going somewhere as a family. We got a really nice beach house. Got a little pool for Jimmy to swim in. I'm really, really excited.
Amazing.
Yes.
And I'd say I'm floating at around 7.85.
7.85.
Four numbers. We'll just have.
Yes.
Can't quite get to the 8, but I, like Kristen said, I love vacations. They're like gold bars to me, like new experiences. And I'm going to Machu Picchu, Peru, tonight. So I'm super stoked about that.
That's a good one. I've heard good things.
And I'm not checking a bag. And Tiffany's pissed. I told her the other day, I'm not checking a bag. And she literally threw her head back like a toddler. Like, oh, God, how am I going to get all this stuff in here? Because it's so much easier for a dude to travel.
It is.
Than it is a woman, right?
We got stuff.
You got a lot of stuff, right? All right, Cassie. So you've got a friend, speaking of traveling, going around the world. She's heading or she has an opportunity to travel around the world for a job.
Mm-hmm. My friend.
But
it's a big butt. So I like big butts and I cannot lie. So she has never traveled outside North America. So she's been to Canada. She's been to like Cancun once for each place. She saw Niagara Falls, has been to Cancun, never traveled outside. But she took like Chinese in college and has like basic understandings. So she's interested in it. And I can't say the job, but she has an opportunity to go work in Hong Kong.
Unbelievable.
To live and work in Hong Kong, which I have family there. It is absolutely beautiful. It is. There's a lot of English, British expats. It's like a rich culture. It's an amazing place. And I'm like, what? Go. You have no kids. You have no partner. Like, there's nothing here tying you down from this adventure. And I think I'm like, a little part of it is I can't just pick up and go somewhere like that
anymore. Do it
anymore.
For me.
Yeah, so it's very easy when you're like, oh, I've got kids. Moving to like Hong Kong would be ridiculous to sit there and be like, go. But she has always talked about like living a bigger life. I think there's a quote by Emily Dickinson she likes called, why not live a big life? And she's been interested, but she is such a homegrown girl and she does have family here, like just her immediate siblings and parents, but they don't have, the siblings don't have kids. But she's like, how can I leave everything I have ever known and go somewhere where I barely speak and understand the language? The entire culture is different. Like, isn't this the most insane thing in the world?
No, it's not.
That's what I said.
No, I mean, what's the harm in like doing it for a year?
Well, yeah, she could just do it for a year.
You can always come home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, maybe that job you left isn't going to be there. And, you know, you have, if she has like a solid family that can help her, if she gets over there and it's not what it's all cracked up to be. But I feel like the regret of not doing it would be so much greater than the regret of doing it.
Absolutely, man. It would always be in my mind, like, what if I would have embedded myself in another country when I had the chance and get paid? Because she's got a job there, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you travel a lot. So I think you're well-versed, and I think you've always had that taste for travel. And it's not that she doesn't like the outside world. She just hasn't had opportunities to go.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine someone from, like, a rural part of the state mm-hmm. who, like, there aren't even independent restaurants in her town. It's all chain joints. Like, leaving and going to Hong Kong, like, one of the busiest places mm-hmm. in the world, where she is going to stick out like a sore thumb. I mean, I'm all for it. Like, I'm like, do it. This is an adventure. You can come home whenever. But I'm just wondering, like, what I can say to her. I think she's fearing not having a safety net anymore. She's younger than I am. And I think when you're younger, like, you still have your parents as a safety net, your family. Like, in case anything fails, you always have something to fall back on. She will be so far away from anyone that she knows. There is no safety net. Sure, she can come home, but
yeah,
if there's a medical
mm-hmm.
emergency or anything, she gets fired, she gets stranded, like, she is on her own, and I think that's freaking her out.
I do think that there is a personality type also. Mm-hmm. A good friend of mine for many, many years, Susie, who we had on the show, who was traveling the world by herself, she was just born with that DNA of just, like, always wanting to put herself in different cultures, knowing nothing about it. But I think it's a personality type also.
Yeah, but so what if, like, you maybe have the DNA, but you don't have the upbringing to support the DNA mm. and going out there? Because it's harrowing, like, mm-hmm. traveling, especially to, like, I think non-English-speaking countries where you really, like, if anything goes wrong, you don't know how to communicate.
It's stressful.
And there's Google Translate and right. stuff now, but I think she's going to take it, which I'm really excited about. I'm trying not to be that overbearing person who's like, but who knows? But I think this is a sign, if you're listening and you've been holding back on something because you're scared, do it.
Gotta take that leap, man.
Mm-hmm.
Take that leap.
The Burt Show.